Susan, Detroit Public Schools is carrying a significant debt load right now. What are we hearing about how Snyder might try to deal with that debt?
Well, Detroit Public Schools have been a problem for the state for more years than probably any of us can count. And unfortunately, the debt load has not been reduced to what people have wanted it. Academic scores have not been going up, and it seems that the governor has a pretty radical proposal for how to deal with it all, at least according to the reporting from the Detroit News, where essentially the district would become one of charters, and where in an effort to offload this debt, that might be spread around, and actually adds up to about a loss of, I believe, $50 per pupil spread across the entire state. So drastic times often call for drastic measures, and this sounds like a pretty drastic proposal.
You know, Ken, we heard that the governor might be meeting with legislative leaders over this issue today. And even though he has a Republican majority, how much convincing would he have to do to get the legislature to forgive this debt?
This is a huge challenge for the governor. Education in Detroit is a mess, is in a mess. It's in a mess academically, financially, in terms of structure. But the theory or the idea that Lansing Republican legislators and outstate legislators would simply rush in and assume the debt of Detroit and other financial obligations that currently are up to local school districts is very, very difficult. I never want to say never, or I never want to say something's dead on arrival, but you know, this is pretty close.
You know, Susan, there continues to be concern about the state's management of DPS. What kind of pushback do you think Governor Snyder might see beyond that financial issue?
Well, certainly I think that this will raise the hackles of Detroit lawmakers and a lot of Detroit residents. And, you know, certainly the problems for DPS have existed for decades. But there is a lot of disappointment that the reforms that the governor has ushered in haven't really paid dividends. And so I think that he's going to get his fair share of anger in this situation.
Ultimately, we know some of the most pressing issues for Detroit are jobs, public safety, and that education piece. Ken, how important is a workable plan for Detroit Public Schools, for Detroit's recovery?
Well, I think it's critical for not just Detroit, it's critical for the state. And not so much the sort of financial and governance or structure of schools in Detroit, it's an academic issue. And unless we can turn that around, it's going to be very difficult long term to make Detroit a viable city. And I think it would be irresponsible for the Republican legislature to not address this problem. Now, how they address it, in what form, and how much emphasis do they put upon academic achievement and learning versus some of these turf and financial issues remains to be seen.
I think it is very difficult for outstate lawmakers to support yet another financial bailout, if you will, of Detroit. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that the bankruptcy deal went through. I do think that the governor has made a strong case that a strong Detroit is critical for Michigan, but there's always the argument of how much help is enough, how much do we have to do, and, you know, it's always a very serious cost. So the governor is going to have to be very convincing. I'm not sure how much capital he has with Proposal 1 in trouble, but certainly he's going to try and make the case to his fellow Republicans. I agree with Ken that it's going to be a difficult one.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.